listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power Radio Program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, God bless you, and welcome. Today, you are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. Our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa, send you greetings. We pray that you would come and visit us, the church address, 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Please know you have an open invitation to visit us Sunday mornings at 11 or Tuesday at 7. Thank you so much for faithfully listening to us every weekday, 6 p.m. right here on WWBC. God bless you. We thank God to be on the radio, on the air, bringing forth a word of encouragement every evening. What the Lord is saying, a kingdom sound to encourage your hearts and inspire you to draw closer in your walk with the Lord. So, Father, we just thank you today. Every time we're on this radio, thank you that the Word of God is being preached and going forth. I pray today, let somebody dial in accidentally, on purpose, by divine assignment. God, let the Word today enrich our hearts. Let the Word today stir us. Let the anointing of God, Holy Spirit, be in control. Help us to deliver, move out of the way, and allow Holy Spirit to flow as He wants to today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We're talking from the topic of fortifying yourself, fortifying myself in the Word of God, letting the Word of God be a support, be a strength, letting the Word of God secure me, letting the Word of God protect me, letting the Word of God surround me, letting the Word of God strengthen me, letting the Word of God reinforce me, letting the Word of God shore me up, letting the Word of God brace me, letting the Word of God hold me up, letting the Word of God support me. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Word would fortify me. God wants the Word to fortify us. He wants us, my God, to acknowledge the places that we're weak, the places that we need strengthening, the places that the fence is broken down in our lives, the places that the wild animals are getting in. He wants us to acknowledge it so He can fortify us. The Word is there to fortify us. The Word is there to wrap around us. The Word is there to be like a snowy day outside, to be a hat on our heads, to be a scarf around our necks, to be a jacket, to be gloves and mittens, to be boots, to be leg warmings. The Word of God is all of that. It's everything that we need, to be thermal underwear. God say, fortify yourself in the Word. I want to read a favorite scripture, but first let me go ahead and read. I want to read Ephesians 6, verse 10. We know this. We got to know this. We're people of the Word, and God is saying, fortify yourself. Become even more people of the Word. Eat my Word. Eat my Word is sustenance. Oh, it will do a body good. It will do a spirit man good. Eating the Word of God invigorates us. Eating the Word of God inspires us. Eating the Word of God stirs us up. Eating the Word of God increases faith. Eating the Word of God increases discernment. There is vitamins. There is minerals. There is spiritual vitamins, spiritual minerals, spiritual nutrients in the Word of God. Are we anemic? Get more word, get more blood, apply more blood. Spiritual anemic, I'm saying. Are we malnutrition? Stop eating potato chips, stop eating candy bars, stop drinking soda. Eat the meat, the weight, the potatoes, the heaviness of the word of God. Oh my goodness, Father, thank you so much. Let's read this passage of scripture. The word is already good today, just as I'm exhorting and encouraging us the benefits. I wish I had thought to list out the benefits of the word. I wish I had thought about that. It just came to me, the benefits of the word of God. As I was talking about those vitamins, minerals, nutrients, just begin to think about the benefits of the word of God. Just the benefits. Thinking about the scripture, Psalms 103. I might go there, but let me read the one I wanted to read first. Father, okay, so Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Not strong in you, not strong in your flesh, not strong in me, not strong in our carnality. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We're talking about being in spiritual shape. We're talking about fortifying yourself. We're talking about fortifying ourselves with the word of God. We're talking about living in Christ. To live in Christ is to live in the word, to let the word live in you. Christ was the word of God made flesh. That is what the Lord wants. Put on the whole armor of God. God told us in this passage of scripture, when it talks about fortifying, we've got to go to the armor. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks, the schemes, the shenanigans, the temptations, the snares of the enemy, the traps. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. If you would rely on God's strength, if we would stop relying on our strength in the natural, if we would stop relying on how we think, if we would stop relying on how we perceive it, what we think about it, our opinions, if we would stop relying on our agenda, our motivations, if we would stop relying on that, but be strong in the Lord. I don't know. I'm just strong in the Lord. I'm strong in his word. I'm strong in what he says. I don't really have an opinion. What he thinks about it, that's what I think about it. Can we get fortified? Can we get strong in the Lord? Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, the power of his might. When did we think we were so strong? When did we think we had so much strength? But it's the strength of the Lord. It's the strong right hand of the Lord, the strong right arm of the Lord. It's his power sustaining everything, holding everything up, keeping things in place, keeping us not to be a train wreck, keeping us on the right path. I need to be strong in him. Can I receive that? Can I let that penetrate? I need to be strong in him. You need to be strong in him. My strength will fail me. There are situations we can face. Our strength will literally fail us. Our strength will literally fail us. But we can be strong in the Lord. We can be strong in the Lord, strong in his mighty power, strong in this word. My God, this word. This word will make us like the $6 million man. It'll make us like the bionic man. Yes, it will. Let me read these verses. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God. Put on every piece. What do we look like going out to battle without a helmet? What do we look like going out to battle without a sword? What do we look like going out to battle without the shield of faith? Put on every piece. Why? Because you're fortifying yourself. This is how. We're going to touch on that in a little bit. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wild tricks, schemes, shenanigans, snares, traps, temptations of the devil. The word of God tells us we have an enemy. 1 Peter 5:8 says that he is going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. If you would fortify yourself, if I would fortify myself and I would stay fortified and stay under the blood and stay connected to God, guess what? I won't become prey. Let me say this. If I will pray, I won't become prey. I'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. I'll be able to stand in that strength of God. I'll be able to stand in that power of God. I won't cave in and I won't fall in Jesus' name. Declare, you won't cave in and you won't fall in Jesus' name. I am fortifying myself today. This word is fortifying me today. Every day, doses of the word, it will do a body good. It's good like a medicine. I know the scripture says laughter is good like a medicine, but my God, the word of God is the best medicine under the sun. And I don't knock doctors. I don't knock physicians. The Lord has them here to help us. But the word supersedes the doctor. The word of the Lord supersedes medicine and every pill and tablet known to man. Take your word along with your prescription. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. The enemy tries to, this is the biggest trap of the enemy right here. I'll say it like that. The enemy tries to keep us focusing on flesh and blood, flesh and blood. Flesh and blood, flesh and blood. The enemy tries to keep us focused on walk by sight, not by faith. But the scripture says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. The scripture says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I'm not fighting you, but it's the enemy using you. But I'm not fighting flesh and blood. I'm not walking by what I see. My focus is heavenward. My focus is on what this word tells me so that I don't fall for the trick of the enemy. So I don't fall for the flesh and blood fight. Round and round and round and round and round we go. Because the enemy that's using you is not who I'm dealing with and binding and canceling the assignment. But the word, if I fortify myself in it, the Lord will illuminate this to me. And he'll say, no, it's not the person. Remember, you don't fight against flesh and blood. He'll bring it. Holy Spirit will bring it back to my remembrance. Cool. But we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against powers. We wrestle against rulers of the darkness of this world. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places, and we wrestle with them and we win. Can we say that? We wrestle with them in Jesus's name, his authority, his word, his blood, and we win. We submit ourselves therefore unto God. We resist the enemy and the enemy flees. So we wrestle and we win in Jesus' name. We wrestle and we win because we're fortified with the word. So all this word is doing, it is strengthening us. It is enabling us. It is securing us. It is stabilizing us. We're stable in the Lord and in the things of the Lord. Verse 13 says, wherefore, therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Put on every piece of God's armor so you're able to withstand, resist the enemy in the time of evil. And having done all, stand. We fortify because, listen, when it comes to, we live in Florida, there are hurricanes, there are storms, there's tropical storms, sometimes there's tornadoes. What do? They put and fortify the windows. They fortify the windows. Either they buy the proper equipment from Home Depot and Lowe's, or you take wooden boards and you fortify. Why? Because we don't want the house to get blown down. We don't want the windows to get blown in. We fortify. And the Lord is like, I don't want the enemy to make mincemeat out of you. I don't want the enemy to blow the house down like the three little pigs and the wolf. I don't want the enemy to make prey out of you. That's why the Lord says, I want you to fortify. I want you to fortify yourself. I want you to fortify with the word. I want you to fortify with prayer. I want you to take extreme measures to make sure that you're ready, that you're in good spiritual shape, that I can use you, that I can count on you. I'm counting on you. I'm depending upon you. I need you to come out of whatever it is you're doing, come out of whatever it is you're reading, come out of whatever it is you're watching. You're spending all your time here. Come out of some of the Facebook. Why? There's nothing wrong with moderation in all things, but don't let something consume us that we give all of our time, energy, and effort to that, even work, even our jobs, even working multiple jobs, that we don't think that money will fortify us. Money is good. Money has purpose. The scripture says money answers all things. But listen, the priority is not money. We can't serve God and money. The priority is seek ye therefore the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The priority is Christ. The priority is the word. That is the priority. So we don't want to be out of spiritual balance. We don't want to be top heavy. We don't want to topple over with the things that we are putting all of our attention and intention in and on. But we want to hear and take heed to the word of the Lord today. Fortify, strengthen yourself, secure yourself. Allow me to protect you. Allow me to surround you. Allow me to reinforce you. Allow me to shore you up. Allow me to brace you. Allow me to hold you up. Allow me to strengthen and secure and support you so you will be able to. How are we getting to this word? Verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. Take every piece of the armor of God so that you'll be able to resist and withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. That is our goal. Jesus is our example. Having done all, he was able to stand. He might not have looked like he was standing, because some of the time he was standing on his knees. He wasn't always standing upright, but he was standing big on the inside as he was standing on his knees. I believe if we'll stand on our knees, meaning bend our knees and stand in prayer, my goodness, we will fortify ourselves to a whole nother level. Jesus, we see him standing on his knees in prayer, praying to God all night sometimes, fortify. So in the day, as he was going about healing, doing all manners of good, healing the sick, casting out demons, he was fortified. The enemy would come knocking on his door, trying to push buttons, trying to push triggers, but he could not gain access, because Jesus said he has no place in me. And God wants us to fortify ourselves and close the gates and doors that allow the enemy access, so the enemy will have no place in us, because we're strong in the Lord and we're strong in his mighty power. And we've taken the time, we've been intentional to make sure this is I am a fortified house. I am a secured house. The Holy Spirit is dwelling in this house. I'm filled and hidden the word in my heart that I won't sin against God. It's possible. We are not perfect. We are human. Yes. But what? I can be fortified. If the cereal can be fortified, I can be fortified. If the salt can be fortified, I can be fortified. If the milk can be fortified, I can be fortified. If the orange juice can be fortified, I can be fortified. I am fortifying myself in the Lord. I am staying in spiritual shape. I'm doing my calisthenics. I am doing my aerobic exercise. I'm getting my spiritual heartbeat up to a good rate so that I can stay ready, be ready, stand for the Lord at all times, in all times, in the things of God. It says, verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewithal you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. When the darts come, put up your shield. When the darts fly, when the enemy releases his arrows, his fiery darts, put up your shield. God has already prepared you ahead of time. God has already given you the download ahead of time. Put up your shield. I don't know what to do. I do know what to do. I know to put this shield up. And the scripture tells it will extinguish his fiery darts. Satan gets nothing here. He gets no place here. The Lord puts it out. The shield of faith puts it out. My faith being fortified in faith in Christ. Let's talk a little bit about being fortified. How do we fortify ourselves? I've said it so many times. God says, stay in spiritual shape. God says, fortify yourself in the word of God. God says, live in Christ. Let me just run through some ways we can fortify ourselves in the few minutes we have remaining. Read the word of God. Number one way to fortify yourself. Read the word of God. Romans 12:2. Write down these scriptures and read them and begin to fortify when the broadcast goes off the air. Read the word of God. Let the word renew your mind. Let the word transform your mind. How you think, how you reason, how you speak, what you say. How do we fortify ourselves? Why? We fortify ourselves by walking by faith. by walking by faith, not by our senses, not by our eyesight, but walking by faith. Hath God said it, shall he not perform it? Allowing faith to increase in our hearts, and the faith increases by the word of God. As we read the word of God, it increases our faith. How do we fortify ourselves? Why? We man our gates. The gates are the places of decision, the places where we make exchange, the places of transition, the places of business, the places of commerce, spiritually speaking, the places of decision. Man the gates, pull in the loins of our mind, submit our mind to Christ, permit the mind of Christ to be in us. I fortify myself. I can't afford to think with my mind. I must have a fortified mind. I must have the mind of Christ. So we fortify ourselves with the mind of Christ. We man the gates. We are on guard with our swords out. Everything ain't coming in my mind. Everything ain't coming in my thoughts. Is that a thought from the enemy? Is that a tear thought? Is that a weed thought? Cut it asunder. I man the gates. Watch what you are thinking. Isaiah 26:3. God is going to keep us in perfect peace because our mind is stayed on him. Our mind is stayed on the word, is stayed on the things of God. The scripture tells us, guard your heart with all diligence. Proverbs 4:23. Out of it flows the issues of life. Guard it. Man the gates. Guard the gates. Shut down the access. Let the red alert and the siren sound if the enemy is trying to gain access and entrance through you. 4, meditate on the word of God. Psalm 51:10. We meditate on the word. We take spiritual showers. We allow Holy Spirit cleanse us. Let our heart, our meditations, our thoughts be pure and righteous and holy in his sight. Meditate on the word. Chew on it. Sit with it. Oh, regurgitate it. Chew some more like a cow chewing on cud. Get every nutrient morsel, all the juice out of the word of God. Stay connected. John 15:1-8. Stay connected to the vine. Don't unplug. Stay connected. All day long, there's ways to stay connected through praising him, through communing with him, through talking to him, through praying, through singing songs. Stay connected. Why? That fortifies us. Matthew 7:7-12. Ask for help. Ask, seek, knock. Where do you need help? Do we realize the Holy Spirit is our helper, the paraclete? He's come to help. He's come to teach. He's come to instruct. He's come to comfort. He has come to help in every area. We don't have to do it alone. We don't have to be the Lone Ranger. Use the help God has given. Stay planted, stay rooted, stay grounded in God. Stay anchored. Psalm 1, are you anchored? Am I anchored? Where's your anchor? Is your anchor holding? Are you planted? Are your roots growing down deep? What's going on? Are your roots on the surface? Are you ready to be blown over by any wind of doctrine? Stay rooted, planted, grounded in God, anchored in him. God is faithful to us. Keep our eyes on him. The scripture says to keep our lights lit. Be a light for God. Ephesians 5:8. Be that light. Be the light, the city that's set on the hill. Fortify ourselves in our friend circle. Who are you hanging around? Are we walking with light bearers? 1 John 1:5-7. God is faithful. The word of our testimony, the blood of Jesus, these things help us to fortify ourselves. So these are just some of the things, many, many more. We fortify ourselves through fasting, fortify ourselves through prayer. You know, there's many things that we can do. Fortify ourselves through praise and worship. Just levels, ways that we can fortify ourselves. Keep our spirit man strong. Basically, keep our spirit man strong, keep ourselves strong in the word of God, keep our hearts turned towards him, keep our focus on God daily, you know, just being faithful daily to meet with God, to minister unto the Lord, to praise him, to bless him. So I pray that the broadcast has been a blessing to you today. I pray that even some of the scripture references that you grab hold of them, even the list of ways, how can I fortify myself? As I'm sharing that, I just wanted to give you some practical ways. You know, that's not all. It's not an exhaustive list, but it's a good start. It's a good start. And I feel like the first start is always that we acknowledge God. God, we just acknowledge you. And even as we close out the broadcast, Father, we just acknowledge you and we acknowledge your word, your Holy Spirit, your presence. And we just ask for your help, all of us, where we need you to help us fortify, where we need you to show us and illuminate to us where the fences are torn down, where the boundaries and the borders have been torn down, that you want to help us to secure those things in our lives. Father, we just pray for your help today. And we earnestly, Father, seek you and pursue you with our whole heart. We ask your forgiveness of sin, anything that we've done to miss the mark, to go in a wrong direction, to go in a wrong path. Father, we pray that as we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that you would bring us back into right alignment with you, Father, with your heart and with your will, and that we would run, Father, with new vigor, new stamina, that we would run a fortified race in you. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast for Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street. Please come and visit us Sunday at 11, Tuesday at 7. Can't wait to see you in the building. You may come as a visitor, but you will leave as family. May you walk in victory today.
Serve in the Space Coast. Amen. With the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
We sense your glory in the building, Lord. Your presence is here. Sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know it's the spirit of the living God.
There is a sweet anointing in this sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere.
Come on, Martha.
Come and lay down the burdens you have carried. For in the sanctuary, God is here.
God is here.
There is a sweet,
sweet
anointing in the sanctuary. There is a stillness,
a stillness in the atmosphere. Lift a hand and say it again. There is a stillness. Say he.